love my two podcast mums.
we're three moms, and you've given birth to one podcast. The No Gods, No Mares podcast, which you're listening to, in fact.
Three women and a podcast. That's
three women, like, leaning on it.
Yeah, hey, Riley.
It's been a while since we visited the subplot of the show, which is Riley's transition.
That's true, yeah.
Our force-femming of Riley. This is a bonus. So we can talk about force-femming Riley, no problems.
Of course. Yeah.
Riley, I just did my shot about half an hour ago.
Okay, pretty cool.
When are you going to do your shot today? I'm trying to just ask you positive questions instead of, like, forcing it on you. Just being like, hey, when are you doing
it? Yeah, I'm just going to say, I have there's a whole network of people who can get you some hormones, you know, very, very easily.
Very easily. I could get a hormone in your hand yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what do I got to do to get you in a new gender today?
I mean, here's the thing, Riley, for you, I don't think it's a new gender. I think it's just the one you've been operating with.
Yeah, in fact, I think it's the gender you've always known that you've had on some level.
So for shots, I think I might go to a place that does picklebacks. I might get a pickleback later. like an estradiol pickleback.
Oh god.
pretty good. Hey, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean I wouldn't like to drink it because I think I'm allergic to the carrying fluid. But just why I give myself a weird bump every week. It's fine.
I wouldn't like a drinkable hormone, but I would like a smokable one.
Ooh.
They should have a cigarette that's estrogen.
Yeah. Or failing that, I should have some kind of cool cyberpunk, like, auto-injector that I can just, like, slam into my thigh anytime I feel like I...
Yeah. I think they have, like, a thing that's, like, a thing that they install on you, I think.
Oh, yeah, a pump.
Oh, the depot thing, sure. Yeah, but that's not what I want. What I want is for America to invent Cyberpunk 2077.
Okay, yeah. You want to be, like, in max pain, just, like, slamming something into you while you run around. Yeah,
so exactly. What happens in your field of view is that you start, like, taking damage from, like, I don't know, looking at replies on Twitter or whatever.
The field and then starts glowing blue from the edges and you slam it and it goes pink.
You have to take cover behind a chest high wall.
Well, so like, you can get like estrogen and pills, obviously, but it's just one a day or whatever, which is boring. Mm. What I want is, as you say, the max pain thing of like, they come in a cool, like kind of American, like pill bottle, which we don't really have here. We just have blister packs. They come in a pill bottle and you have to take like a bunch a day, but you can also just like slam one whenever you feel like it. And it really has like an instant effect of like, you go like, oh yeah, that's the stuff.
I somehow only get them from vending machines and dead enemies. It's, I don't know why.
I sort of like dove across an open room firing two guns at the same time into like a mob guy. And then he dropped like a pill bottle full of estradiol.
You find his drop is a bottle of estradiol. But also like a drawing of him as a woman. And you're like, oh, I guess this guy had some stuff going on.
Like that one bit in White Noise?
Yeah.
I cannot believe yet another one of these mobster... I've killed yet another one of these mobster goons before transition. Could transition have saved her from my gun dive?
They call me Mickey the Woman.
This is... I regret to say that is just a Nick Mullen tweet. Which culminates in, of course, Bobby Big New Pussy Bobigliano.
All right.
Well, it is a good tweet.
Yeah. I'll give him that tweet. Hey, should we intro the show?
Yeah, it's about mayors.
It's about mayors.
Yeah, it's No Gods, No Mares. I'm the mayor again for this week because I had Joe Carollo prepared. Mm. Or rather, the mayor Taculus had me prepare Joe Carollo.
Yeah.
The second of the Miami trilogy before the mayor Taculus then handed us. Miami. Before the Mayor Taculus then handed us Dan as a kind of bait and switch. But the Mayor Taculus moves in mysterious ways.
It does. It weirdly, it's weird that it keeps moving in the way of my mayor being a week late. So my corollences for that. I apologize.
Okay. What we have to stop doing is announcing at the end of the episode what's going to be next week.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It should remain a mystery to them as it does so often to us. It's certainly mysterious every time when I go, I haven't done anything on a Thursday.
I do want to say this episode is dropping on Thursday, November 7th, which will be 2 days after the mayoral election here in New York City. Sorry, the
Zoran
Sips.
Actually did it. He so went if he all did the way. It,
let's say, mm-hmm. let's all go, hooray. And if he didn't, you'll not hear from me again because I will be learning how to drive the New York City ferry into Gracie Manor.
Oh.
Manor? Mansion? Whatever.
I can't wait to see what you paint on the side of it. I know that's only one cartoon you did one time, but I find it really funny.
It's very strange. She went and took like ferry driving classes, like piloting classes, but she didn't care about docking the boat at all. It was just about steering.
19 brave transsexuals.
Hey, how come... the day that it happened, she broke a bottle of champagne across the ferry and rechristened it The Deficit. It was painted in very large words. Sorry.
It's okay.
He's gonna do it. He's gonna win.
I'm a little spooked.
I'm gonna place the marker down now. There's no October surprise. Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen. Mayor elect Zoran Mamdani.
We salute you. Pursuant to that, we have a very short municipal roundup.
We need the music, though. We forgot the music last time and had to play the backwards music. So let's make sure the music goes in now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one's very quick. I just wanted to bring us something to the mayoral show and tell here, which is there's an interview in the Times of London where they asked Bill de Blasio.
There isn't anymore because you can't click on the link.
You cannot click on the link anymore. It was aggregated by the New York Post and that's still there, which is very funny. But in it, Bill de Blasio, former mayor, former guest of this show, said that he doubted in a very AI generated looking paragraph, said he doubted like the feasibility of the numbers of Zoran's plans, which is funny because Bill seems to be all in on the man.
Yeah, he's his guy.
So what happened was someone at Semaphore went and looked into this and found that instead they had talked to a 59-year-old Long Island wine importer named Bill de Blasio, who merely responded to an email from a journalist seeking his views on Democrat Zoran Mamdani's policies. "I'm Bill de Blasio. I've always been Bill de Blasio," de Blasio said in an interview connected Wednesday evening through his Ring doorbell in Huntington Station, Long Island, from his current location in Florida. This is my favorite detail in the world where like this someone, the reporter, tracked down this guy, went to his house, rang his doorbell. He picked up his doorbell in Florida.
but which Bill de Blasio is it? You know, does the evil one have a goatee? I think he actually made it as well. The thing I love about this, besides not checking, is that the real Bill de Blasio finds this extremely funny.
Yeah.
They got them both on the same segment of like cable news.
Yeah.
And Bill de Blasio, brackets former mayor, was sort of deeply tickled by this.
Yeah. Through the Ring camera, he said, "I never once said I was the mayor. He never addressed me as the mayor. So I just gave him my opinion."
Yeah, because the guy's got like BillDeBlasio@gmail.com or whatever.
I can't believe the mayor had to have like Bill de Blasio like 1958 or whatever. That's kind of insulting.
He also spells it the imposter de Blasio. His Wario spells it de Blasio.
False de Blasio.
It's capital D, lowercase e, capital B. Whereas Bill, the former mayor, is lowercase DE space capital B.
When we did Bill de Blasio, we noted that's not his birth name. He wasn't coercively assigned Bill de Blasio at birth, which means wine Bill de Blasio arguably has a better claim to it.
Yeah. And he says that lower class Italians do the lowercase D. but that's all. I just wanted to share that piece of information because the Ring camera thing has been bouncing around my brain and it will not leave. It's so funny to me.
Interviewed through his Ring doorbell. I mean, the thing that I did about this was I did a very clumsy Photoshop.
Oh no, I've been laughing at that. I was showing it to people at the bar the other night. I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It makes me laugh every time I see it. I did the Onion, well, not so easy to find a mayor who isn't a piece of shit thing, but I clumsily Photoshopped Waldo or Wally from Where's Waldo or Wally onto Bill de Blasio, and I changed the thing to de Blasio, well, not so easy to find Mayor de Blasio, is it? And that got I would say conservatively like 100 likes on Twitter in 2 days, and that made me so mad I went to Blue Sky for the day because the libs know how to appreciate me, and it's doing numbers over there. Yeah. where you don't have to like give Elon Musk your social security number to see images. So like
it's really funny, and it is, I think, as you said, a testament to the power of how stupid AI is and how it doesn't work, because an AI version of that would not be funny. It would not be insulted, whereas the version you made is infinitely more funny. And I'm looking at it right now, and it makes me so happy.
It's just a bunch of like obviously thumbed red and white stripes. Like you can see where I've like lost control of it a bit.
It's so good. It's the human touch. It's why humans painted on cave walls.